The Democratic Alliance is absolutely outraged to learn that President Cyril Ramaphosa does not regard anti-corruption work and constitutionally mandated oversight over the public service as an essential service. During a meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration yesterday, the Director General of the Public Service Commission revealed that Ramaphosa's National Command Council has classified all aspects of the PSC's work, including its crucial anti-corruption hotline, as non-essential. This means that the ANC-led national government has effectively suspended all forms of oversight over the entire public service. This is despite the fact that the PSC's watchdog role is more important now in the midst of the lockdown crisis created by the government than ever before. There are escalating reports of government officials exploiting the lack of effective oversight to loot taxpayer funding. Preventing the PSC from doing its vital work means that Ramaphosa has flung open the doors for ANC cadres in the public service to go on a looting spree the likes of which this country has never seen before. The Constitution also explicitly states that no person or organ of state may interfere with the functioning of the Public Service Commission. The DA is of the view that the decision to prevent the PSC from fulfilling its constitutional oversight and anti-corruption duties is likely unconstitutional. That is why the DA will urgently consult our lawyers in preparation for legal action to declare Ramaphosa's actions unconstitutional and to force the NCC to declare the Public Service Commission's oversight and anti-corruption work as absolutely essential.